Sports today on Brisbane's News Talk 4BC. Kieran Marsh with you through until 8pm. Well, the Brisbane Lions are preparing for another home game this weekend when they host Richmond on Saturday evening. Joining us now is Josh Green from the Lions. Evening, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, very well, mate. Now, look, going into this weekend's game, obviously it's a disappointing start to the season. You wouldn't have liked to be 0-2, particularly coming off the back of that disappointing loss to North last Sunday. What are the areas you've worked on and identified early in the week that need to be improved upon for the game against Richmond?
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing. But, you know, it's a new week. We've reviewed the game. We're really looking forward to this week. We've always got a few areas we need to work on, contested ball and some clearances. So we've all identified some areas and we're just going to keep it simple. We've just got to get back to playing some good footy and get some confidence back, I reckon.
There's a fair bit of publicity around a few words said by Dane Zorko yesterday. He was pretty scathing, of course, including himself in on his assessment of your performance against North. There's no point, though, in sugarcoating at this stage of the season, is there, Josh? You need to be honest about your performance in the first 2 weeks, because if you're not honest, you can't possibly hope to improve.
Yeah, that's right. What he said was right, and you know, we're about rectifying that, and everyone's going to take you know, a good look at themselves and see what they need to work on and how they can help the team. So yeah, we've got a lot to work on. We're still fairly young, but that's not an excuse. So hope the Lions fans can come out this week and support us, and hope we can put on a good show.
It's about getting those basics right, isn't it? Because there were a lot of exciting developments that we saw in the pre-season, particularly a couple of new names in the group that showed they're going to be great Lions players given the opportunity. But if you're not getting your head over the ball, if you're not winning the contested possession, it's just getting back to basics and building a foundation from there.
Yeah, it's actually right. It's not rocket science. You just got to win the football and back our game plan in, and it's not that hard to understand. So I think it's just us playing their roles and doing it consistently is the main problem at the moment.
Bit of a blow early this week with the news that Michael Close will miss the remainder of the season with that ACL injury. The stocks are already relatively thin up forward, so people are going to have to step up and shoulder some more responsibility in terms of kicking goals now in his absence as well.
Yeah, that was really disappointing. He's starting to move all right early on in the game and obviously went down early, so that's you know, a bit of bad luck for Closey, but his spirits are pretty good, and he'll get that fixed in the next week or two. So, yeah, just give someone else an opportunity to come up and show what they can do. And you know, there's a few experienced blokes who could probably come in and play a role now. So, yeah, it's always a positive to those sorts of things.
Was there a sense in that game on Sunday that you were ambushed at all by North Melbourne? Obviously, you probably expected them to come out firing given their opening round performance against Adelaide, but they just seemed to come out with a bit of extra fire in the belly, and they really got on top of you early.
Yeah, well, we knew that to come out because they got the week before, so and then they, as you can see, they just took control of the game early. We started fairly well, but sort of went away from what we knew was going to happen, and down there on the fast track, Eddie had it was impossible to come back from that. So, yeah, we're just going to move on from that game now and look forward to this Saturday night.
Obviously, you've got a lot of new names in key positions this year, and they're names that come with experience, the likes of Beams and Christensen. Robinson's in the midfield there trying to win the ball. Do you think we're possibly expecting too much early of the off-season recruits?
Yeah, maybe. I think the thing that everyone's not understanding is it takes a while to learn how everyone plays and moves and what foot they kick off or things like that. They just need to, I guess, gel with the team. And I think it'll take, you know, a couple months just for them to get used to it. So don't be surprised if those three really start to, you know, play their role really well. And they've showed already that they're really good players. But I think, yeah, it's going to take time, I reckon, for them to fit in.
By the same token, Josh, it is a pretty small sample. It's only been two games, so there's no need to get too carried away with the fact that it's been two losses. Has that been the message from the coach, that we probably haven't hit our markers, but there's no need to get too concerned at this stage being so early in the season?
Yeah, there's 20 games to go, and we're just all about improvement this year. We're not setting the bar too high, so we're just going to go out, keep it simple, everyone try and play their role, and you know, we generally play the Gabba pretty well, so it should be a tight contest.
You host Richmond this weekend, as I mentioned at the top, who on their day can be one of the best sides in the comp, but they are guilty sometimes of a little bit of inconsistency. What sort of Richmond are you expecting to turn up on Saturday night at the Gabba?
Yeah, they are a bit inconsistent, but on their day, if you don't turn up these days, you get beaten by anyone. So, if you let them get their run and their midfield gets on top, they're hard to beat. So, yeah, we've obviously, as I said before, win the clearances and contest the ball, and we should be a good chance.
And it almost mirrors the clash against North last week, because they themselves are coming off an unexpected loss to the Bulldogs last weekend. So you will know, quite like the game on Sunday, that they're going to come out from the first bounce absolutely firing to try and prove a point.
Yeah, they got. They said in the media today they're really looking forward to this week to redeem themselves. So it's going to be a good clash, both coming off a bit of a bad loss. So yeah, it should be a good game early on.
One of the things that they do have is an awful lot of fans in Southeast Queensland. They're probably, outside of yourselves, obviously, one of the most well-supported teams in Southeast Queensland are the Tigers. So, should be a great crowd at the Gabba, your second game there this year. It was a brilliant opening round, despite the loss to Collingwood. And getting the crowds to the Gabba was a big focus of your pre-season, building something special this year and making sure that it returns to that fortress that it used to be back in the really successful years of the Lions.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's just trying to get all the fans back, and, 31,000 a couple of weeks ago was really good. So hopefully we can, get another high 20,000 there and put on a good show.
Josh, while you can't fall back on his leadership all the time, obviously the absence of Tom Rockliffe would have been felt in the team last weekend. Daniel Rich stood up and skipped the side admirably. But do you feel a big hole in the team when someone like Tom is not there, not just for his skill, but also for his leadership of the squad?
Yeah, we definitely missed him in the direction he sort of brings to the team. So I hope he's not too far away. But, that's part of the thing we need to work on as a team, that if Tom's not there or another leader, someone's got to step up and take control. So, we're all fairly young side, so we're still developing in that area. But, yeah, we really miss Tommy on the weekend.
All right, it's going to be a massive game, Josh, on Saturday evening when you host the Tigers at the Gabba. Hopefully you register the first win of the season. It starts a little bit of a run, because we know momentum is invaluable in this competition. Appreciate your time as always on the program, Josh, and best of luck for the game against the Tigers on the weekend.
No worries. Thanks for that.